Blog Talk Radio.
Always just doing it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. And everybody ought to praise the Lord. Amen. Truly, God is good on today, and he's worthy to be praised. Amen. This is Co-Pastor White of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, number 2. I just thank God for another day of life, health, and strength. And I'm giving God all the honor, glory, and the praise for bringing us, amen, into 2023, praise God, keeping us yet among the land of the living. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Hallelujah. I'm saying so on today, praise God, because I've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. I thank God so much for my chief apostle, Dr. Ogburn, the founder of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, number 1 and 2. Praise God. Number 1 in Baltimore, Maryland. Number 2 in Lakeland, Florida. Praise God. I thank God so much for the woman of God and her love, her prayers. Praise God, her help, and the life that she is living for God. Amen. A great example for us to follow. Praise God. And I thank God for my husband, Pastor White, the pastor of Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, number 2 here in Lakeland, Florida. Amen. For the man of God on the wall. Amen. And he doesn't have a mind to come down. Praise God. It's time to lift up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The one that's made our lives possible, praise God. For if it were not for Jesus, we would not even be here, praise God. Hallelujah. It is him. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves, praise God. Amen. We are, you know, we are the ones that he has left in the earth, praise God, a remnant in the land, praise God, to proclaim his name, to proclaim his name and the wondrous works of his hand. I want to thank God for our children on today. Amen. For Ashley and Stacy, our granddaughter Avea. Just thank God for the entire family. Amen. Praise God. My mom's sisters, brothers, the nieces, nephews, my husband's sister, nieces, nephews, family, everybody, all the Sunshine of Faith, God's people everywhere. Praise God. Aren't we excited? Hallelujah. Aren't we excited about who God is on today? Praise God. I tell you, I'm excited about who God is. Amen. He is the life giver. He's the way maker on today. Hey, he's the lifter up of our heads. I'm excited on today. Praise God. Hey, because I know the one. Praise God. I know the one that's giving me life. Praise God. I know the one whose image I'm made in. Hey, glory. I know the one that picked me up out of the miry clay. Ha! Woo! Placed my feet on a rock to stay. Hey, I know him on today. Praise God. I would just want to thank God so much for his son, Jesus. Hallelujah, Messiah. Our precious Savior. Yes, sir. Thank God for Jesus on today. Hallelujah. Jesus the Christ, the anointed one. Who freely gave his life. Hey, on the cross of Calvary. Oh, like Jesus told him, you don't take my life from me, but I freely lay it down, Jesus said. He could have called the legion of angels, but where would we be if he didn't stay on the cross? Oh, but the blood of Jesus, the love of Christ, oh, his love for us, kept him on the cross. It wasn't the nails that held him on the cross, but it was his undying love. Oh, yes, for mankind. John 3:16. For God so loved the world. Oh, yes, he did. And that he gave his only begotten son. Hallelujah. Oh, fully divine. And he was fully human. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Do you have it on today? Everlasting life. Hey, out of a fire. When your life ends here on earth, do you have everlasting life? Eternal life. Life that will never end. Oh, yes, sir. You can have it through Christ. Christ. Oh, yes. So I offer unto you, if you don't know Christ on today, in the pardon of your sins, it might be somebody out there that's tuned in to the broadcast. Hallelujah. And they don't know Christ. Might be a loved one, a friend. Hallelujah. Even right now, might be an enemy. But Jesus said we got to also love our enemies. It might be somebody out there today that don't know Christ in the pardon of their sins. But today, the word of God declares, for today is the day of salvation. Oh, hallelujah. Today is the day that they can come to know him in the pardon of the sins. Oh, I offer unto you the invitation unto Christ. Praise God. Oh, yes. In order to come to him, you must first believe that God is and that God sent Jesus to die on the cross for the sins, the wrongdoing, the transgressions, hallelujah, of mankind, hallelujah, and that Jesus willingly went to the cross, laid down his life, and that God the Father on the third day raised him up out of the grave. Hallelujah. The grave couldn't hold him with all power in his hand. Hallelujah. And that he now sits on the right hand of the Father, making intercessions for you and I. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you believe that, then confess it with your mouth. Believe it in your heart. And the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Through the rhema word of the universe says that you are saved. Hallelujah. Just believe that Jesus is the only Son of God. He's the only way to come to God, only way to come to the Father. Hallelujah. You have to acknowledge that you need Jesus, that you need a Savior. Hallelujah. The Word of God declares, for all have sinned. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Everybody's messed up. Everybody's made a mistake. And nobody's done it right. Hallelujah. Except Jesus. Except the Son of God. Except the one, hallelujah, that was sent by God to do it. Hallelujah. Praise God. And if you believe that Jesus is the only Son of God who died willingly on the cross for all the sins of mankind and was raised again on the third day by God the Father with all power in his hand. Amen. The word of God declares that you are saved. Amen. I just love to offer the invitation unto Christ. Praise God, because, you know, I had to hear that invitation one day. Hallelujah. I had to not only hear it, but I had to accept it within my spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. Within my heart. And I had to confess it with my mouth and believe it in my heart that I could become saved. But you know what? We can't stop there. We cannot stop there. Praise God. After you have received Christ as your Lord and Savior, then you must find you. You must find a Bible teaching, believing, living, a ministry, a church, praise God, where the word of God is being lived, is being taught, praise God, is being walked out, hallelujah, through, by, under the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost power. Amen. Another great part of the Godhead Trinity. Hallelujah. God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Ghost, woo, that indwelling Spirit of God that gives us the power to live right. Hallelujah. The power, hallelujah, to face the tests and trials, the temptations in life, and give us the power to overcome them. Hallelujah, Jesus. In God, good on today. Oh, we're just so excited. Praise God. about what God is doing in our lives. Praise God. It's time to lift him up. He's brought us into another year, 2023, a new start. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's time to live for him. It's time to let somebody know that God is real, that Jesus is real, and that the Holy Ghost is real. Amen. Amen. That living for God, hallelujah, is worth your time. The Word of God declares that in him, praise God, in Jesus, we live, we move, and we have our being. It's time to live for the Savior today. It's time to live for the one who's made it possible for us to be here, who's brought us into this realm of life, who lifted up our bowed down heads when we felt like giving up. Hallelujah. It's time to live for him today, praise God. It's time to exalt him. It's time, praise God, to praise him. Hallelujah. It's time to magnify him. It's time to give him all the honor, the glory, and the praise. Hallelujah. Oh, the Word of God declares. Jesus said, come and let us reason together. We don't have to try to figure this out on our own. We can't figure it out on our own. It wasn't meant to be that way. Hallelujah. We were meant to come unto him, to praise him, to let him be our lead and our guide. That's why there's so much confusion in the world. Hallelujah. That's why so much depression. Hallelujah, Jesus. That's why so much anxiety within people. Hallelujah. Amen. It's time to come to God. It's time to get saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, Jesus. And he will help us through the tests and trials of our lives. The Word of God declares that many are the afflictions of the righteous. Hallelujah. But that the Lord delivers them from them all. We're going to go through things. We're going to face trials, heartaches, ups and downs, in and out, round about, almost leveled to the ground. Hallelujah. But where is your rescue? Who do you turn to when you need help? Who's going to help you out of that pit? David declared that the Lord lifted me. He lifted me out of that horrible pit. Sometimes in our lives, whether it's mental or physical, praise God, we can go into a horrible pit, but the Lord will lift you. He lifted me and he'll lift you. Hallelujah, out of any pit that I might go in, that you might go in. We got to know who to turn to. Hallelujah. We got to know who to cry out to. Hallelujah. We got to know who our help is. Hallelujah. The Word of God declares the Lord is a very present help. Hallelujah. In a time of trouble. Look at all the trouble in the world. Hallelujah. Murders, sickness, hallelujah, burglaries, raping, hallelujah, child abuse, hallelujah, mental health abuse, come on somebody, torturing from the enemy, hallelujah, wickedness in high places, come on. But what is the world going to turn to? Who is the world going to turn to? See, that's what God's trying to get people to see. That's what he's trying to get us to see. That he is our help on today. He's our help on today, Pastor. Hallelujah. He's the way out on today. He is the way out. Hallelujah. He said, I am the way. Hallelujah. The truth and the life. Hallelujah. No man cometh unto the Father except by me. He said, if you come any other way, you're a thief and a robber. And you still won't get in. Hallelujah. We got to do stuff the right way. Hallelujah. It's time to live for God. It's time to live holy. Praise God. Psalm 118:17. I shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Not my works, not my neighbor's works, not my parents' works, hey, not my spouse's work, not my children's work, but the works of the Lord. That's the problem in the world today. Man want to depend on himself. Hallelujah. And don't want to turn to God. But there's no way out except through him. There's no peace, Pastor, except through him. Hallelujah. It's no strength except through him. It's no healing except through him. Hallelujah. It's no reconciliation. And he told us, didn't he, Pastor, to be ye workers of reconciliation, reconciling men unto the Father. Hallelujah. It's no good works outside of the Lord. It's time to love him. Hallelujah. He said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. It's time to keep the Lord's commandments. Oh, glory to God. We want this and we want that. We want God to work this out for us. We want God to move for us in this situation. We want God, hallelujah, to work a miracle for us. Hey, but are we living for him? Are we praising him? Are we lifting him up? Are we telling somebody, woo, what he will do for them, that he is still on the throne, that he will never relinquish with all power in his hand. It's time to live for him today. Hallelujah! And know that he is the only way. Jesus is the only way to the Father. Hallelujah! Yeah, he's the only way. Praise God. People say they want a life, Pastor, of happiness and joy. But where are they looking for that, Pastor? Where are they looking for that? They looking within themselves. They looking at somebody else. They looking at the movie stars. And they don't know God. Oh, you can't find it but in the one that provides it. And that's God. Oh, and God has given it through Jesus. Through Jesus. Through his son Jesus. Hallelujah. The apostle Paul declared, Pastor, hallelujah, that there's no other name. No other name. No other name. Given under heaven. Woo! Given under heaven whereby men, whereby men, whereby people, whereby mankind must be saved. Fair glory in the name of Jesus. There's no other way. There's no other name. It ain't found in Buddha. Fair glory. It ain't found in him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They say Gandhi was a great man, but it ain't found in him. Yeah. Hallelujah. It's not found in this transcendental whatever is going on. Oh. Hallelujah. It's found in Jesus. It's found in the one who we just celebrated on the Christmas holiday. The one born in Bethlehem. Well. Hallelujah, born in a manger, born to Mary through the virgin birth. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah, who was a spouse to Joseph, who did not put her away privily. Hallelujah, praise God. But he kept it within his heart. Because the angel came and spoke to him and told him that the child that she was pregnant with, hallelujah, was from the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's found in one. Hallelujah. It's found in Jesus, the Christ. Hallelujah. The anointed one. Hallelujah. The life giver, the way maker on today. Oh, people in the world, Pastor, I found they don't want to hear sometimes about the Lord. They don't want to hear sometimes, Pastor, or how they need to get closer to him, how they need to repent of all the sins, just like we had to do one day, and come to know him in the pardon of our sins. Oh, they don't want to know about him, Pastor, because he's a holy God. He's a clean God. He's a righteous God. He's a stand-up God. He's a bold God. He's a God that demands, hallelujah, praise God, that he be placed first in our lives. Hallelujah. And that we work out our own soul salvation. Some people don't want to hear about it. Praise God. They don't want to hear about the one, hallelujah, that will cleanse your soul. Oh, they don't want to hear about the one that will regulate your mind. Hallelujah. They don't want to hear about the one, hey, that will heal their body until something happens. Until they go through something, Pastor. Hey, glory. But don't God got a way, hallelujah, to let things happen in your life that will draw you closer unto him. It might be a sickness. Hallelujah. It might be a situation with a family member, loved one, spouse. Hey, come on, somebody. Your children. God got a way. Even in the Bible, and in the Messiah, in Romans chapter 9. Hey, I can't remember the exact verse, but in Romans chapter 9, hallelujah, I was looking through the word today, and it said that even Pharaoh, he even used Pharaoh and let him know, hallelujah, how he would allow him to be mighty in order that for the purpose that his name would be declared in all the earth. Hallelujah. So he even used the enemy of his people. Praise God for a purpose. God will use your enemies. Oh, for a purpose. Everything. God is a God of purpose. Hallelujah. He will use your, even your enemy. Amen. For the purpose of you serving him. For the purpose of you drawing closer to him. For the purpose that his name be declared in all the earth. Hallelujah. So when we go through different things, face different challenges and trials, don't think that it's for nothing. Don't think that it is in vain. It's for a purpose. He drove the children of Israel out of Egypt for a purpose. Hallelujah. Pastor said that's Romans 9 and 17. Praise God. Hail the Messiah. Praise God. I'm going to let you read that, Pastor.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Romans 9 and 17, it says, for the scripture saith unto Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might show my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah. To raise up your enemy. Hallelujah. To fight against you. That you can turn and call on him. That we can turn and call on the Lord. Cry out to him. And then as he brings us out, even when we're going through, that we can declare his name out all the earth.
Hallelujah.
And I've often heard people say too, Pastor, that's why we need to stop blaming everything on the devil. Hey, stop on the devil for everything. What are we doing? What are we doing as the people of God? Are we serving the Lord? Are we walking upright? Are we living righteously? Are we living holy? Are we living sold out to the true and living God?
Yes.
Hallelujah. But we know that if we do that, if we do it, he's going to bring us out. Again, many are the afflictions. And we're sorry if somebody told you that when you got saved. We apologize for them. If they told you, pastor, they told them when they got saved, they weren't going to go
out.
They weren't going to go through nothing. We apologize. Shed them aside. We apologize for them. But the word of God, that's why you got to know the word for yourself. He says, study to show thyself approved, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, the word of God.
Yeah.
He said, many are the afflictions of the righteous. You say you are righteous. The word of God says, if you will live righteous, you shall suffer persecution. But when you suffer that persecution, that heartache and pain, ups and downs, ins and outs, round about, don't know how you're going to come out, don't know when. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord, this ain't my mama, my daddy, this ain't my sister, my brother, this ain't my children or my cousin. It's that the Lord, ooh, the Lord. Will deliver him, her, the person, from it all. So you know what I gained from that, pastor? We're going to go through anyway.
Yeah.
But we got to be living righteous for the Lord to bring us out. We got to be living righteous for God to be on our side. For the Lord is for us. What does this word declare? That if the Lord be for you, who can be against you? Head of the Messiah. Not the government. Head of the Messiah. Not the enemy. Hallelujah, the Messiah. Who can be against you if the Lord be for you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just love the Lord on today.
Thank you.
We love him on today because he's allowed us to even be here. Praise God. So many people didn't make it into the new year. But look at us. We are here yet alive to proclaim. I said to proclaim the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hey, hallelujah. Woo! And we're going to live for him. We're going to praise him. We're going to lift him up. We're going to trust in him. We're going to depend on him. We're going to rely on him. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to delight ourselves in him. And he's going to give us, pastor, the desires of our hearts.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. Again, I want to thank the Lord so much for the opportunity to come back with you by way of radio on the blog program. Amen. Kicking off 2023 for the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries.
Hallelujah.
Praise God 1 and 2. We just thank God so much for Jesus, our way maker, bridge over troubled water, mind regulator, heart fixer, body healer.
Yes.
Our everything. Hallelujah. We thank God so much for our chief apostle, Dr. Ogburn. We want to give the number for chief apostle. You can contact her for prayer and counseling at area code 301-732-0461. Again, that's area code 301-732-0461. Excuse me. And for Pastor White, my husband, pastor of Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, number 2, Lakeland, Florida, you can reach the man of God for counseling and prayer at area code 863-239-2332. Okay, let me give his number again. Thank you, Pastor. Area code 863-279-2332. Area code 863-279-2332. Call the man or the woman of God, and they'll be glad to speak with you. Praise God, and I tell you, you just won't regret it. You may have a word from the Lord for either one of them. Amen.
Yes.
And we just want you to be encouraged on this year. Know that the Lord, amen, if you are a child of God, know that the Lord is on your side. Hallelujah. And if you are on the Lord's side, as a child of God, know that he is on your side, and it's more than the world against you. Hallelujah. Amen. We're just looking forward to just such a exciting, tremendous, spectacular, amen, blessed-filled year, anointed and blessed-filled year, prosperous year in the Lord. Amen. And we just give God all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise.
Yes.
Amen. So tune in down through the week to the blog broadcast. Amen. Praise God. And you will just enjoy the word of God from the men and the women of God. Amen. Praise God. And as Dr. Ogburn would say, Jesus loves you, and so do we. And we'll see you when we see you. Bye-bye. Happy New Year.